Head over to the livestock side. You've got kind of an interesting spin as you try to focus on what's happening within this cattle market.
Well, I think I would look at it. You know, the one thing I wanted to say in here somewhere, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too.
You bet. And hope you have a blessed holiday, hopefully with relatives around you if you're able to. I question whether or not maybe whether the cattle crowd maybe didn't overplay their hand a little bit here when the market started to roll over. You know, it's no different than when you, let's say you bought, I don't know, if there was something that you bought on a regular basis and it starts to go down, and you notice that what you bought on Friday, when you bought it today, it was cheaper. And so you think, well, should I buy more than I need? Or it looks like it's going to, by Wednesday when I need some more again, it looks like it'll be cheaper yet. So you probably get yourself to more of a hand-to-mouth type deal. And I don't care if that's coffee or in this case, what I'm talking about is generally the pipeline on beef. You're going to have this week, I don't quote me, but this could be the shortest kill week we've had in cattle in a long, long, long time. There's some packers that are only killing 2.5 days this week. There are some major packers killing 3 days this week. You're going to have very little beef going to what is already an extremely tight pipeline, I'm told. As we've let this, you know, this flush, how this beef's no good, and we can't move it, and blah, blah, blah. But I think we've got this pipeline pretty empty. So as I look forward into coming out of the holiday period, I think we're going to be, in my opinion, surprised at the way we have an uptick in the meat because of the tight supply. Another thing I like about it from a broad standpoint is you've got select meat below grinding meat cost again. That's where we were back a year ago when this whole thing started, on the back of the grinding meat on a hamburger rally. Now, I know there's more cows on feed right now. We got to watch that going into New Year. But I could spin this thing where it looks to me like there's more of a Christmas present wrapped up and might be a bottoming beef market is what I believe.
What about for these hogs? I mean, to have a hogs and pigs report come out on a Tuesday is not the norm, and then trying to read it.
No, I don't. You know, you know me well enough to know that I'm not typically, I don't empathize with USDA hog counters. They've got a difficult job. They have a particularly difficult job this year. How do you draw an accurate year-on-year comparison when we were in the throes last year of the PED deal? did we really know how many hogs we had then? Because all we could do was count how many we lost. I thought that right in the middle of that, I thought we were trying to expand like crazy, but weren't able to show it because of the tremendous death loss because of PED. So, you know, the whole thing this quarter is going to be predicated on, okay, we know we're expanding. At what rate? Basically, 103% is kind of what the crowd's thinking. Up 3%, if they were to call me and say, "What do you think?" My number would be much higher than 103, but I don't have any way to know either. You know, but I would, if I was a hog guy, I'd be pretty sensitive here that if we could get a demand-based rally after New Year, which I still think we will, that rally we need to be paying attention to the deep deferreds, and they're going to be hard to sell because they are so discounted. But usually the market's smart that way. They discount it because it probably deserves to be discounted. I believe there's expansion going on. Usually periods of low productivity are followed by periods of high productivity. So I hope we rally going into January, February. I want to get some work done in the deferreds.